Good afternoon, my friends. This is Fearless Radio. My name is Steve Shank, and we're back in the second hour segment of Fearless Radio today. Coming at you on a beautiful summer afternoon. It is just absolutely delightful here in Utah, and I hope it's as good every place else where you as our listeners are. We talked in the first hour about corn being used as fuel. And, you know, I'm sure that that's not an exciting, interesting subject to a lot of you. But unless we deal with some of these subjects, we won't understand what's happening. And that's part of the problem that all of you have. All of you that are calling in with regard to the food, with regard to the debt-free strategies and things, are telling me the same story. First of all, you say that you're kind of the Lone Ranger. Everybody in your family, your wives and your husbands and your parents and your children, all think you're kind of a little bit nuts. The main thing that we're dealing with, is the fact that you are on track with knowing about all of this stuff, and the rest of your family wants to hide from it. They're denying it. They're denying that anything happens because it scares them. Well, the only way that we can deal with each other and these circumstances is, first of all, they need to have a solution. They need to see that there is an answer, because people will automatically fear the unknown. And that's what we're dealing with. They don't know what's going to happen, and so therefore they don't want to hear that anything is going to happen that's not pleasant. But the tactic that you have to take is the same one that we're taking here at Fearless Radio. Stop being against stuff. Stop bringing up to them all of the problems and the things that they are doing. You know, one of the objectives of being independent, one of the objectives of being able to be free and independent of all of these things where we can be controlled, is to be able to say, I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. It doesn't affect me. And that will apply to anything. We were talking about food in the last segment. And if you have a supply of food, you literally can say, okay, it's a bad deal that the bees have disappeared. It's a bad deal that there's now an economic surge to take our food and turn it into fuel because the fuel prices are so high. It's a bad deal, right? But the fact is, your answer to that bad deal is very simply to take control of your own dependencies. With the food, no other choice. You've got to get a supply of food in. Now, this is not one of those situations where we want to say, I told you so. This is one of those situations where we're trying to say, with all of the intensity of our beings, that what we're facing is something that is not insurmountable. It can be handled if you will listen to the council. And the council says, food is in short supply. We do not have enough, and it's going to get shorter. And there are movements like the food-to-fuel concept that are literally going to make it even shorter. If you see that happening, you don't wring your hands and say, they are a bunch of jerks. No, you just simply put in a supply and take control of your own destiny. Back after this break.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multiwave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multiwave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Many of you out there will say, hey, you know, there's no way I can control it. I'm a victim. I'm done unto. Everybody does stuff to me, and I don't have any control of it. That's not correct. You got to realize that every dependency that you have can be eliminated by becoming independent. And that's what we're talking about all the time. But the fact that we're dealing with right now is that all of your friends and your the people that you're around that think you're a little bit nuts for wanting to get prepared or even listening to this stuff, the only thing that they're dealing with is fear. And one of the most effective things that you can do to help them is get them up on Republic Broadcasting Archives and listen to some of the programs. Now, I know that a good share of the programs out there on some of the alternative radio networks or on alternative communication, whether it's radio or whether it's the Internet or whether it's satellite, doesn't make any difference. An awful lot of them are telling you all the problems. Well, if you get up on the archives and go back and listen through to all of the Fearless radio programs, or get up on eFoodsDirect.com, soon to be a little bit different because we're revamping the website, but if you get up on eFoodsDirect.com, you'll get a dose of the whole situation with the food supply, and that's your basic dependency. But the fact that we have to get involved, you have to engage. One of the things that many of you have seen the Top Gun movie, you know, Top Gun with the Cruise kid. And what happened in that movie, as if you've seen it, you remember that they had a flame out on one of their engines, and they crashed, and he lost his best buddy, who was flying with him, and it shook him up so badly that he just dropped out of Top Gun and went and fiddled around for a while and came back, and when he came back in, they stuck him out on a carrier, and they had a confrontation with the enemy, and he was going through all the sweating and the trauma of getting his emotions back into control. And what they were screaming at him from the bridge of the carrier was, "Maverick, you've got to engage. Please engage. You've got to engage." And he was sitting up there going through all his stress. But, well, the idea of engaging is get into the battle. You see, what we've got in this country is a nation of observers. The biggest majority of the nation is not only, they're not even observing. What they're doing is they're just living in a dream world that nothing is going to change. They have the welfare mentality that everything is owed to them, and they're not even close to engaging. But the people that are aware of what's going on, that are observing, you know, all of the challenges to how the system is being run, all of the laws that are passed, all of the threats to our liberty and freedom, that are those people who are getting upset and concerned about that, are still just observing. You're gathering information. What are you going to do about it? Every piece of information that you gather, you must take the next step and determine, what am I going to do? But how does it affect me? And if it affects me to the point where I am stressed, it means that it's threatening a dependency of mine. And so then the next step is to very simply engage. Do something. Decide what you are going to do about that threat to a dependency. Unless we do that, we're all going to be a bunch of what my daddy used to refer to one of my siblings as, an educated idiot. You are going to be educated idiots out there. You'll know what's going on with the tax situation. You'll know what's going on with foreign policy. You'll know what's going on with the past events that have occurred that everybody's shook up about. And you'll be a bunch of educated idiots sitting out there knowing all this stuff. But the question is, knowledge is not power unless you use it and act upon it. Okay? So here's what you do. As you learn these things, as you learn what we talked about in the first radio program, or in the first hour of this radio program, about food being turned into fuel, for Pete's sake. We don't have enough food. Yes, fuel is expensive, but we don't have enough food, and we're turning food into fuel. How dumb can you get? Okay, you've learned that. What do you do? You aren't going to be able to change the economics of the fuel processors being able to bid the corn away from the agricultural producers. You're not going to do that. But what you can do is ensure that your family has food. And the way you do that is the way the old pioneers always did it. You store food. We have the tremendous advantage of technology that enables us to store food that will last for 12 to 15 years and still be better than what you're buying at a grocery store right now. That is real advantage. But then the next step is you have to determine, and not based on your economics, but based on what you're going to need. You see, it doesn't make any difference if all you can afford is $500 to put in $500 worth of food, which might get you, what, a month and a half of food at the grocery store. Okay, you can take $500, put it in there. When the time comes, if it turns out that you need 3 years' worth of food, it doesn't do any good to have $500 worth of stuff. Now, I know you can give me all the logic and reason you want to. A little something's better than nothing. Well, that might be true. So you can wait another month and a half before you starve. Or go stand in a bread line. And when you stand in that bread line, you'll be subject to the requirements of getting fed, whatever they might be. Don't want to talk about that. Don't want to give you more things to gnaw on instead of getting busy and doing something. So the task that we have here at the task force is to try and get those of you who do have ears to hear and do have eyes to see, get you to the point where you not only are educated as to what's going on, you are not only offended at some of the things that are going on and threatened by it and stressed over it, but then the next step is the one that relieves the stress. The next one is the fun part. The next one is where you get to be in control of your future and very literally don't have to care what happens out there if you get rid of that dependency. Now, I know we've got all the weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth that people go through because, oh, it's too late and it's coming too fast, and with the amount of money that I make, I'm not going to be able to put in more than a six-month supply or a three-month supply or a one-month supply or no supply. You know, all of that is wonderful, but the problem that we've got that the old pioneers didn't have is that we think that if we have enough excuses that somebody's going to come by and save us, that somehow miraculously, somebody's going to come and the government, or with the welfare mentality that's been created in this country, they're going to come and say, oh, don't worry about it. It's okay. We'll take care of it. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. The way that this needs to be handled is very simple. Realize the slogan that we pronounce to you at the end of each hourly sequence and at the end of the show is this: if it is to be, it's up to me, but freedom is never free. Think about it. If it is to be, it's up to you. For you. For me, it's up to me. For our office staff here, it's up to them. So after this break, we're going to get into this a little bit more, and I think you'll find some interesting thoughts here. Not comfortable, but interesting. Thank you.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
My name is Steve Shank, and we've been talking about engaging, getting into the fight, getting into the battle, not just being observers, not being note takers, not convincing ourselves over and over again of what we already know, but deciding what we're going to do about it and doing it. You know, the old pioneers, when they were out there 50 miles away from anybody, and they were living in their sod hut, and they were scratching in the dirt to grow the food that they needed just to survive, and hunting and doing whatever it took. They had no recourse but to make it happen. You know, my daddy, as most of you listeners that have listened for any length of time know, was a whole generation different than what a guy's dad should be. And they had an old statement that went like this: do or die, you know, get it done or die. And you know, oddly enough, guys, it's going to sound harsh, but that's where we are. Those of you who are apartment dwellers, disabled and having problems, nobody's going to come by and save you. We can give you information here at Fearless Radio. We're coming up with some programs where you can bootstrap yourself out of the mess, but the excuses don't count when you thing yourself. I realized that to put in a year's supply of food from the grocery store would cost about $2,500 for the average person. If you're going to put in storable stuff, it's less expensive, but it's going to be a big chunk of change. If you have no choice, if you don't have the future to look at, you're going to have to figure out how to do it. Now, I know this is going to sound harsh, but the main thing that we need to talk about, the main thing that you need to have in your mind is that it is up to you. No one can do it for you. In this case, no government agency is going to step in. And there are people, when they're faced with the do-or-die situation, who die. There are people who, faced with the do-or-die situation, don't die. And they make it. Now, Jim Phillips is the fellow that's the member of the task force here. He handles one-fourth of it, the part that we talk about getting prepared for emergencies. And he has probably the best experience in immediate decision-making where people have to engage and deal with it, otherwise they ain't going to make it. And this might help you. I realize that the food issue is something that's still distant. Most of you don't realize that it really exists. You don't really believe that it exists. But using Jim's, some of his examples, we're hoping that you can relate it over to the food and relate it over to the debt and over to getting well and healthy. Jim, welcome aboard. Jim?
Yes.
There you are.
You know, what you said earlier, that it's not too late. It's not too late to do everything that you can do right now from this time forward. Just get on with it, is what it comes down to. So,
well, when you're in a cold weather, when you're training people for some of these survival programs that you've run before and in the area of cold weather survival, they are in situations where they are totally on their own, and let's relate to that to where people are going to be in the first hour. For your information, Jim, I covered the fact that they're using corn, turning it into fuel, and basically what they're doing is depriving the livestock, which is food for our people, and they're literally using food for fuel when we don't have enough food. And we're going to have further food shortages. How dumb can you get is the subject for the day. But now we're getting into telling the people, hey, you have to engage. And you have the most immediate demonstrable examples that I know of when you're dealing with survival, where people can believe that they are on their own, and hopefully we can relate that over to food. But in your training, when you're telling people that they have to be on their own and ready to handle things and turn disasters into adventures, how are you relating this so that maybe our listeners can tie it in with the other things that they need to do?
Well, perhaps two thoughts. We're talking about changing people's attitudes, and you do that by changing their knowledge base, their understanding of things. And part of what I do in getting across the immediacy is the concept of the parachute. If you fall out of a plane, things happen fast and you can't change what's going on. Gravity's going to do its job and it's going to suck you right down. And if you haven't made preparations to intervene in gravity's process, i.e. have a parachute, then you're going to die and you can't fix the problem. So that's the reason I like to use the parachute, because I think everybody understands that, and things happen fast. In the area of preparedness, there's a few parachutes, short-term things. Long-term, you have to make provisions for that, but if you don't live through the first 2 weeks, the next year and a half doesn't matter. So take care of the short-term things first, and then you get on with long-term.
Okay, we've got a break, folks, and we'll be back with Jim Phillips in just a minute.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
My name is Steve Shank, and we've been talking with Jim Phillips, who you all learned to know and love in the past as we've discussed major issues of your impending freedom. Jim, I want to go back to your analogy of jumping out of an airplane and needing a parachute.
Okay.
The airplane... I don't know how we put this into the analogy, but I covered with the folks, and we've covered this many times on Fearless Radio, I've covered the fact that the planet is not producing enough food to feed its inhabitants. The answer is not the one proffered by some, that we just kill off the old folks and the little ones and wipe out population. We've also pointed out the fact that we have a very real drought and famine going on. We have the bees disappearing, and now we've got the corn being used for fuel, which feeds our livestock, and the fuel producers are going to be making enough money so that they'll be able to bid the corn, which is the basic feed for all of our livestock that produces food. They'll be able to bid the corn away from the farmers, and we'll have huge sell-offs of the livestock, and then we'll have no protein for our society. All of this stuff connected with food If you went up in an airplane and somebody said to you, okay, we know that we don't have enough fuel to get to where we're going. We know that the plane will eventually start to fail because we've got a couple bolts that are rattling loose in one of the wings, and picked up maybe two or three other issues that guaranteed beyond a shadow of a doubt, just as sure as you are sitting there looking ugly. I usually say it's me. I just want to pick on you today.
Okay.
But anyway, one of these various, you know, several of these various issues, and then you ask them whether they wanted a parachute, and they all said, of course we want a parachute. But then some of them said, but we can't afford a parachute. Our situation is such that we don't have a parachute. Let's put that analogy together and compare it to people that call up and say, well, we want to get some food supplies, but I think we'll start with a year first, or we can't afford a year. We're going to save up the money for the next 6 months. Relate that to you and your flying and your parachutes for survival, and let's try and blow this analogy into some reality for people.
Well, the bottom line is, once you have enough information to know what's going on, you must take action to maintain a control of your life, if you will. And you have to make a choice between whether you're going to solve the issue and control the problem or control the outcome, or whether you're going to, well, die. Okay, pick one. Live or die. You know, choose one and then act accordingly.
What if they say to you, but I can't afford a parachute, or I don't know how to get a parachute?
Well, then you search for the answer to find out how you can afford to get one, or you may have to learn how to make one. Hey, we got a bunch of fabric and lines back there, and go back in the back and sew one. That's what I do on the clothing. If people say, look, I can't afford to buy some of these things, well, fine, I'll teach you how to make it. Well, I don't want to know how to make it. Then freeze. I mean, I don't mean to be rude, but the bottom line is you will have to make a choice, and you do everything that you can do to take control of those situations. If you don't know how to sew, you find somebody who will teach you how to sew. And it's just look at what the problem is. Look at the issue, and then determine what it takes to solve that issue, and then you make a choice. Either I'm going to solve it or I'm not going to solve it.
Now, if you knew that the airplane that they were getting on was intended to make a three-hour flight, and you knew that sometime in that 3 hours they would have to bail out. Either the plane was falling out of the air, it was running out of fuel, all sorts of various other things.
Mm-hmm.
If you knew that, and they came to you and they said, okay, well, I tell you what, I don't know, I don't have the money to buy a parachute now before we take off, but I'll just wait for a little while. I'll wait for maybe 2 weeks, and I'll be able to have some money for a parachute then. Let me just ride on the plane, and then in 2 weeks I'll buy a parachute. How smart does that sound to you?
Sounds a little nearsighted. Doesn't sound like taking control. There, I believe that there's always an answer to a problem that arises. We don't know what that answer is. I mean, we may not know what it takes to solve it, but there is an answer. The job is to get in the search for that answer. Commit yourself to solving the problem. Again, it comes back to the idea, you know, choose to live or die. And if you choose to die, then don't worry about it. If you choose to live, then you're going to solve the problem, and you do whatever it takes. People have to get away from, well, I'll try and find an answer. You don't try to find an answer. It's back to what you said earlier, do or die. You will do whatever it takes to get the answer. I mean, within moral bounds and legal and those kinds of things. I don't mean
to step outside that. Well, now, I can afford to buy a fourth of a parachute, Jim. I can afford to buy a fourth of a parachute right now. Now, how about if I get that started? Something's better than nothing.
Well, something's better than nothing, except that won't slow you down enough. You better find out how to get the rest of that parachute. If it's a parachute that you need like that, you have to have what it takes to actually live, or it makes no difference whatsoever. So if you only have that amount of money, then you probably have something you can trade, something you can give up, something you can let go of. you can find a way. I mean, I see people that say, well, look, I can't afford to do this because I have to make my boat payment. It's like, okay, did you hear what you just said? I don't have enough money because we have the big screen TV and the boat and the vacation home, and we're saving for the trip to Disneyland for the kids in the fall. Well, yeah. You're going to have to make a choice. Choose what you're going to do, because you will be held accountable for your choices. Here's how it works. You have the authority to act. You have the responsibility to act, and you will be held accountable on how you act. And you cannot shift that accountability to somebody else based on your actions where you have the authority. You have the authority. You have the right to get answers. You have the right to make choices about where you're going to put your money. And there's people that you just, priorities are wrong is the bottom line. That's why I say you come back, you're either going to make it or you're not. Choose one and then do whatever it takes to make that happen.
Well,
simple as that.
To a certain extent, the airplane analogy breaks down with regard to the food thing, because at a certain point we have to say, okay, we don't know for sure how long it's going to take, but all of the indicators are that at least 3 years, possibly 4 years, maybe even 5 years, it's going to take because you put all the stuff together, the beads. Okay, so what we need to do is take all of the causes and analyze how long each is going to take. Okay, and once we've determined, you see, the decisions that you're making and the information you're seeking now, you've already proven to yourselves that you need to do something. But now the decision is how many years' worth of food. If you have a 2-year supply and it takes 3 years, it's like buying a 2/3 of a parachute. It doesn't work. And whether or not you have it in is going to be your choice. But if you make the wrong decision, you can't afford to be wrong, because it's your life. So it's an interesting concept. Now, Jim Phillips handles the emergency preparedness stuff, folks, and I'm going to have him give you contact information for cold weather clothing, for emergency preparedness that you need to learn from him, and he's got DVDs and CDs and things like that that you can acquire. This is the cheapest stuff that you can do to get started at your preparation. But, Jim, would you give the folks your information?
www.preparemyfamily.com. That's preparemyfamily.com. And if somebody doesn't have the information, the place I tell them to start is we have a 2-hour principle-based DVD. It costs $5.50 to get it to you. Order that on the web, or you can call 888-U-GET-SET. That's the letter U and then Get Set. And you can order it there also. That will get you started in the right direction. We put it out as low a cost as we can so that anybody can afford to get that. You can pick up soda cans alongside the road if you have to get $5.50. Get that DVD. It'll lay out the principles for you. And then we'll help you from there to acquire what you need. I have some friends. I have one friend right now. They have chosen to sell their house. And they're renting. Now, that's their choice. They want to do that because they said, we're going to sell our house and we're just going to rent and we're going to work towards the future in all of these areas. People can make all kinds of choices. And I'm not saying that's what everybody should do, but do whatever you need to do that you feel must happen so that you're prepared to meet the future without fear. That's called being free. The big stealer of freedom is fear. If you are fearful about something, then you're not free to act. And fear is simply ignorance. It's not having a solution, not having an answer, not having those things in hand. So you do whatever it takes to get the information, to get the things, the learning, the understanding that you need, and fear will evaporate because you now have control of your situation.
Well, the fact is that what we pointed out, and we've pointed out several times to our listeners, is that the only possible source for fear or stress, the only one, been threatened. In other words, if someone or something on which we are dependent is removed from us or is threatened to be removed from us, that creates stress and fear. If we are in control, if we are totally independent, if we have the parachute when we get on the plane, we cannot care, other than it makes you nervous to jump out of an airplane, you cannot care whether it runs out of fuel, whether it the wing falls off, whatever. It's the same way with all this preparedness stuff. And the fact is that it literally, even though we can go through the rationalization that putting in a little bit now and waiting till later makes sense from the standpoint that it's better to have something than nothing, but if later is not late enough, in other words, if later is not soon enough, I guess I should say, then it's not going to do any good. A 2-year supply, if it takes 3 years to get through this thing, just means that you get to starve in about 2 years, or you get to sign up for some programs that you may not want to sign up for.
The advantage of doing everything you can do today and keep adding to that is you're gaining control. And sometimes people may give up because it looks like it's too big. You do everything you can do today, but then you do more and you just keep going. Don't let the size of the problem say, I can't solve it, so I won't even begin. So we have to be careful about that.
Yeah.
You make the commitment, and then you solve whatever you have to do to take care of it. Just make the commitment without any escape hatches in it. I'll make the equipment accept. I'll make the commitment accept. If it's like this, then I won't. Or I'll try. Try is a back door. It's just, yeah, I will do this, and just get it done. Get on with it. I don't know what else to say. You know, you beat that one because you've got to do it. Make the decision and then move. And
but Yoda in Star Wars, when he was training Luke, and maybe people can relate to this, Luke had made some statement about trying to do something, and he said, try not do. Try not do. Try, like you said, is a back door. But you know, the amazing thing, folks, is if you determine by doing your research how many years worth of food, or what kind of whether to get the cold weather clothing that Jim and his team work with, determined to get prepared for the emergencies, determined to get those among you who are sick well. If you decide it and forget about finding all the reasons why not, miracles will happen. The right people will show up at the right time. But if you do it halfway, you know, in the scriptures it talks about the inability. They used to use a trumpet, moving the lines of military people around. The Roman army. When they'd have their first rank of, they always had three ranks. When they had the first rank in there cutting, peeling, and slicing, they knew that for 12 minutes a man could deal with maximum physical exertion, and then he'd start to fail. Well, they'd leave him in there for 12 minutes, then a trumpet would sound, and then they would move, that cordon of men would move to the back rank, and the second rank would move up to the first rank, and they just keep rotating that way. So they had 12 minutes on and 24 minutes off to rest, and they just wore the enemy down. But when the Savior was talking about that type of thing, he used that analogy, and he said that it's impossible to follow an uncertain trumpet, an uncertain trumpet. If we decide and undecide, thinking and try and find all the reasons why, and then we say, well, yeah, but I can't because of this. If you believe you can't, you can't. If you decide and determine that you can, you will. It's amazing time you've seen this with people that have used your survival training and things like that when they have to get into it? What happens if someone can't decide whether they're going to make it?
I've come upon people who simply said, I don't know what I'm going to do. I guess I'll just die. And when you've made that decision, that's what's going to happen. You cannot go there. That's a part of the attitude thing. You know, if somebody says there's no way I can put in any food, I just can't do that. I have one of my associates that will teach you how to eat live insects, including spiders. So you can solve that problem.
You know what? I think I'll refer those people to you. Live insects, including spiders.
Uh-huh.
Sounds good to me, Jim.
Absolutely. We can fix that.
Back after this break, folks.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Live insects, including spiders.
That's right. One of my associates can do that, so I can refer people to a guy that will put you through a training course, and you will eat live insects and lots of them. And since most people don't eat insects, there'll be plenty of them around, so you'll have plenty of free picking. So, you know, choose one. Figure out a way to put in the foods that you need and or learn to eat bugs.
Well, you know, we have learned in our society to always leave ourselves an out. One of the analogies that I used earlier before you came on was the old pioneers, when they were living out 50 miles from nobody else, they didn't have any choice. They had to figure out how to make it happen. My daddy used to use the term do or die, and it's very, very valid. And we're so used to in our lives, you know, all the politically correct speak. You never want to say anything too harsh to or about anybody. And you're supposed to, you know, soften everything so that people aren't offended. And I guess maybe it's time to get rid of that crap. I think it's about time that we called it the way it is and said, if you do not figure out how many years you're going to need and do whatever it takes to get it in, no excuses, and if you choose to wait and do it later, and it might turn out to be that later is past the time when you can do anything, forget about all those rationalizations. You're going to die. Or you're going to be in a situation, you're going to be placed in a situation where you do not want to be, because in order to be fed, you will have to give away something that's more precious to you than the food. That's my opinion, Jim. What do you think?
Most people, and when I say most, I mean 95% of the people around us in this country feel entitled to a good lifestyle. They're entitled to have a grocery store to get food. They feel entitled to have all of the services around them, because we've built a system that provides those things, and people cannot imagine a situation in which maybe they're not available for a few days, a few weeks, a few months, a few years. And that is a type of entitlement to say, look, it's always been here. I've grown up this way. It's always going to be here. I'm entitled to have these things provided, have access to these kinds of things. Not given away. I'm not saying entitled to say everything has to be given to me. I'm just saying entitled to have access to them. Well, what if they're gone? The fact that you feel entitled to have them presented to you where you can use them means nothing.
Well, the bottom line, I guess, is that can't is a life-threatening word, isn't it?
It is.
Well, Jim, I appreciate you. Thanks a lot for being on with us, and we'll talk to you a bit later. Folks, there's one thing that you got to remember. And that is something that you write backwards on your forehead, you men, so that you can read it to yourself when you shave in the morning. And it goes like this. If it is to be, it's up to me. But freedom is never free. Same time, same place, next week. Bye now.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a